and it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. MetroFitness.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Well, Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's in Saudi Arabia to meet with King Salman there about the disappearance of a Saudi journalist in Turkey.
Reports claim the Saudis may soon admit journalist Jamal Khashoggi did die in their consulate, having denied it for 2 weeks. But blame it on incompetent rogue intelligence officers messing up an abduction attempt.
Sky News correspondent Dominic Waghorn, a Turkish forensics team, has conducted a search inside that consulate. Defense Secretary James Mattis says he's not quitting.
When the president was on 60 Minutes this past weekend, he was asked if Mattis is leaving his job.
I think he's sort of a Democrat, if you want to know the truth. But General Mattis is a good guy. We get along very well.
Mattis telling reporters while on a flight to Vietnam that he is on the president's team and, quote, we just continue doing our job.
Fox's Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
Another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I am going to admit something to myself. I have never liked Halloween. There's always too much pressure. As a little kid, there was pressure to be adorable. A little older, and there was pressure to get more candy than your friends got. Then there was the pressure to eat it all. Then the pressure to save it all. Then there was the pressure to hide it all and try to eat it when my parents were asleep. Then there was the pressure to look scary for a couple years, and it was time to start looking hot. Then came the Halloweens when I had to look super hot, have a hot date, win the costume contest, and not drink so much that I'd puke. Now there's pressure to not be the older woman in the too young costume. But I also don't want to be the still hot enough to look good but wearing an old lady costume girl. And I've still got the pressure to not puke at the office party while drinking all the zombies under the table. And let's be honest, I still have the pressure to eat all my candy when no one's looking. I really, really hate Halloween.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
This time of morning is when Bailey the Wonder Dog gets her chicken. Greg Budell, you prepare the chicken. How do you think it tastes?
It's finger-licking good!
Jay Scott, here's a piece of chicken Bailey didn't finish. Would you like the rest?
That's disgusting.
Emily Hayes, you look distracted. What's wrong?
I'm out of coffee!
Oh, no!
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what do you say to people who say you're spoiled? And Rich Thomas, what would you do if someone tried to take Bailey's chicken?
I'll slap somebody into next week.
And I was just wondering, if Bailey could talk, what would she say at 5 minutes before the hour?
I can't wait. I'm gonna get some chicken. I'm gonna get some chicken.
That sounds about right. Now, stand by for three men and a lady.
I'm gonna get some chicken.
You're gonna get some duck. Quack, quack. That's a wacky morning show bit there, friends. Three men and a lady.
Chris Scott.
Jay Scott. Emily Hayes.
Yay fun.
And the one and only, sometimes incorrigible, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Well, today is not too bad out there this morning. We're starting off with 70. We had 89 yesterday and 89 the day before, and we're headed for the 80s today here in the middle of October. But some cooler air is on the way. Partial sunshine today, spotty hit or miss showers and storms for some lucky communities, especially this afternoon and this evening. Still very warm with a high in the middle 80s, but a front is moving through the area. It bisects the state right now. Not as warm tonight, overnight low 64. Tomorrow, a little cooler with highs in the mid to upper 70s. That's a step in the right direction. Partial sunshine, he's tried to say, by the seashore. Rainfall mostly 20% or less tomorrow, and then headed for the mid to upper 50s tomorrow night, Thursday morning. And then on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high around 77. Sunshine will be limited with Friday's high around 76 with increasing clouds. And then scattered showers and storms on Saturday. An important front arrives by Saturday evening and Saturday night. And boy, oh boy, it's got some really nice air behind it. Sunday's high will struggle to reach the upper 60s, and we're headed for the 40s on Sunday night. Right now this morning, a little mist in some spots, fog in South Alabama, half mile visibility at Troy, eighth of a mile at Greenville. It's 70 degrees at 611. And you know what? You know what I always say?
What do you always say, Rich?
What do you say, Rich?
Plumbing
picks the worst time
to be a problem.
Yes.
That's why I always rely on Plumbing by Luke Wire. You know why?
Why?
Because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And that's virtually all the time. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. And that's why I keep relying on their expertise. They're reliable, prompt, professional. And they're everything you want in a plumbing concern, because I dealt with some over the years I was less pleased. I wasn't pleased with it at all, as a matter of fact. And so every time I would look in the yellow pages back when, you know, we had printed phone books, and I would say, who am I going to call this time? But I found out that Plumbing by Luke Wire is second to none in the River Region. So that's why it's never a question whenever I have a plumbing problem, and I dealt with one last week, and they were very prompt in taking care of my problem. So give them a call. You might want to try their whole house plumbing inspection, where they look for problems that could be lurking that are ready to become big problems. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Luke Wire, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is, you have to say it fast, 84417.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Actually, we have two electrifying stories today, and both involving that little creature we call the...
There we go.
The squirrel.
Yeah.
What happened?
Was it done now?
You know what squirrels say.
Let's get nuts!
They're known for their dedication to nuts. First of all, we have a de-electrifying squirrel who cut out power to 2,296 customers in New Jersey yesterday. Mm-hmm. The power line was felled by a squirrel that came into contact with power lines. It was not a happy ending for said squirrel.
Oh. Gone on to another horizon? Beyond the horizon?
Yeah, he scrambled to the light, I guess you could. That's how squirrels do it.
Oh.
However, roasted nuts were served. To power workers shortly there. Now, the next one, I got to be careful. You think the nuts were bad. It's only going to get worse from here. Uh-oh. And I'm trying to put this on social media, because it's kind of racy, a racy squirrel story. It's an internet sensation. Let me see if Jay has heard of this.
So far, no.
Because Jay is lord of the internet.
Yeah, he sort of is. Come on, you need to leave this page. Because it involves... It's gone very... Damn it! We've got Windows 87. This is about a squirrel that's got...
Cute guy.
No, cute girl that's got huge breasts.
Oh my gosh, it does.
Look at that.
It has. And no coverage. And I mean, naked.
Just exposed.
Yes.
No shirt on or anything.
This is from the Inokashira Park Zoo in Tokyo.
Oh yeah, that's beautiful.
And nice park. I mean, squirrels aren't that big, so somebody had to really be paying close attention to notice that this squirrel has two perfectly formed white little furry boobs.
And if the squirrel could talk, be saying to people, up here, look up here.
Now, squirrel experts. Did you ever get a business card from one of them? It was a great pickup line in bars in the 80s. Hi, I'm a squirrel expert.
It's like scientist on your card.
Uh-huh. Say that the squirrel is probably just a little plumped up for hibernation.
Oh.
And the extra bulk just happened to take that shape.
Okay.
You'll notice the squirrels that roam about your yard at this time of the year are just a little bit chubbier than those that run around during the summer heat.
And Loretta and Irene like to sit in the window sill and keep watching what happens in the backyard.
Sure.
They are... That's focused in on those little suckers right now. I'll tell you what.
But that's their must-see TV.
Yeah. But that's amazing, though.
So let me tell you what we'll do here. We'll get the local news at 6:16 and then come right back. And by the time this is over, this will be on my Facebook page.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A teenager has been identified as the victim of the city's latest homicide. Montgomery police say 17-year-old Jadavion Smith was shot and killed Saturday night. So far, no arrests have been made. Selma police are investigating after an apparent shootout in downtown Selma left a nightclub security guard injured. This shooting happened outside of Club Entourage. Anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call Selma police. And Governor Kay Ivey issued an executive order placing a temporary moratorium on early parole hearings after growing concerns about violent criminals getting early parole. She also designated Lynn Head as chairman of the Board of Pardons and Paroles. The board now has 30 days to create a corrective action plan. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, you're up early.
Can you tell me what day it is?
It's Tuesday.
Best morning ever!
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
This is the worst day ever.
The worst.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Duh. It's Tuesday.
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
Hey, who's ready for Tuesday?
You're not normal.
Wait, what time is it?
It's showtime!
Here we are back. First of all, how are those steaks downstairs?
Fantastic.
Oh, juicy.
Wonderful. Yeah?
Juicy. I love the redness there when you cut into them. Oh, my gosh.
You know those beautiful eggs you guys gave me for my birthday?
You still have them?
Well, I've gone through my first box.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are really good. Those are really good. Now, tomorrow you can't eat again?
I'm fasting, but don't let that stifle the menu.
Will you guys be okay if I bring in Chili Mac tomorrow?
Yeah.
Chili Mac.
It's pretty good. You know what goes good with Chili Mac? Peanut butter and jelly swamage.
Ah.
What?
Seriously.
How?
I'm willing to try it. I'm just still kind of what?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll make some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and you'll see that there's just something
sweet,
about...
Sweet, salty, savory?
That combination with the tomato base of the chili... And noodles is very...
Are you still going cold porridge on Thursday?
Cold porridge.
That's just a funny surprise for Jay's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No, I think I have something else for that day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Squirrel?
Squirrel club sandwiches.
Bless it.
You're nuts.
Uh-huh. 19 minutes after 6. I know we haven't done the countdown yet, but since you said yesterday it was 71 days till Christmas. Mm-hmm. Well, today is the 16th. That's 15, 30, and it's 45 plus 25, 70. So 70 days until Christmas. And now is the time. We're going to have Lynn from Brian Jewelry stop by with a business break with us sometime before the end of the month, just to let everybody know that if you want to create that special gift, it's a good idea to first talk about it and then launch the idea so they have time to work on it. If it needs a tweak or two, they can do that. And all you need to do is bring in the idea or walk in and say, I need an idea, and let the experience of Brian Jewelers go to work for you. They have been doing this for a long time, over three generations. That's 63 years. And nobody is better at asking the probative questions that define the person you're shopping for, that inspire the ideas that they can suggest. So you can give something really meaningful, like when the box is open and they look at them, you know, holy cow, what a surprise. You really know what makes me tick, that kind of thing. And who doesn't want that on Christmas morning? They also carry a great selection of very competitively priced rings, watches, and all types of gems. The other thing that makes Brian Jewelry a great gift-giving stop is the War Eagle Roll Tide Showcase, because that's not the stuff they sell at the souvenir stands at the ballpark. That is the real deal. First-class gift-giving ideas. And that's a full showcase full of possibilities for you. Brian Jewelry is at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Join the club at brianjewelry.com and save $100 off your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry. Time for the first look at the Rose, the timeline with Rich. Our TV topic today is what we're doing.
Four tips for getting out of bed or getting out of bed early, and you know what I mean?
It says, yeah.
Four tips getting out of bed in the morning.
And who better to give those tips than we who have to do it? At 6:21, down to the traffic dungeon, and we'll visit with Mr.
Waka Waka.
Thank you, Bailey.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you. Rick Walker here for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything looking good as you get started out this morning. The interstate systems are both clear. We're not seeing anything on the Boulevard or Atlanta Highway that'll give you too much trouble. No problems up on the 31s. No problem on Taylor Road or Vaughn Road so far this morning. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have begun to arrive, and you can shop from home at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Introducing the all-new 2019 Subaru Forester. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with 33 miles per gallon, plus standard EyeSight driver assist technology. The Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Forester at Montgomery Subaru.
EPA estimated highway actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. The driver is always responsible for safe and all attentive driving. System effectiveness depends on many factors. See your owner's manual.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the City of Montgomery.
Hey folks, Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers with two incredible financing options. Either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months, or no payment till April 2019. And hurry, this Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Last night.
you're several ages older now. Your eyes have started showing how. The little girl's growing now. Morning girl, was that you last night? Jumble so. Oh no, things are different now than they were before. You know love is more than kissing, a whole lot more. Morning girl, put your dreams away and read your box of Cheerios. Up that pretty nose and go out and find your man where the wild wind blows. Morning girl.
Piccolo players, please.
It's like we had two morning songs this morning. That is really nice. I like that.
From the year stood still.
All right, guys, you ready?
And now it's 6:26 with the timeline. For the 16th of October, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
And they get paid just to do that. All right. And will you fade it out, guys? Thank you. Thank you. Go just stand over there. Today's the 288th day of the year. There are 87 days left. This is National Bosses Day.
Oh, crap.
Crap meaning?
I knew that the 16th was Bosses Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I had made a mental note, but it's so cluttered in my head, and I've forgotten.
Well, he doesn't need a boat.
Well, right. Poopy chickens.
It's Global Cat Day.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Global Cat Day.
Cat fact.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh.
And to going hand in hand with that, it's only national, but National Feral Cat Day. So feral cats, it's not Global Feral Cat Day. It's just national, only in this country.
Oh. Well, there's that.
It's World Food Day, and we're thankful for the food that Greg served us this morning.
Indeed.
Steak and eggs, and you know I love food. I eat every day. 225 years ago, in 1793, Queen Marie Antoinette, not a good day. She was beheaded. Guillotine. French Revolution. Some say she said, let them eat cake, when her subjects were dying from starvation, but pretty much all historians will tell you she didn't say that. 1859, John Brown's raid on Harper's Ferry in Virginia, now West Virginia, an attempt to start an armed slave revolt and destroy the institution of slavery. It led to the Civil War. 1942, Mighty Mouse stars as a Super Mouse on Mouse of Tomorrow. That was the first cartoon with Mighty Mouse. 42. 62, the Cuban Missile Crisis begins. President Kennedy is informed that reconnaissance photos have revealed the presence of missiles in bases in Cuba. This begins the famous 13 tense days of October when the world was on the verge of nuclear war.
Remember that, man. That was scary times.
I was so young, but I knew the tenseness in the air, and I remember when the president was going to speak that night. 1964, China joins the A-Bomb Club. It's now one of five members, including the United States, Soviet Union, Great Britain, and France. 1965, the Beatles recorded Day Tripper at Abbey Road Studios in three takes. That's all it needed. Then they added vocals and other overdubs, making it the complete song before the end of the day. What do you say we make it our song of the day? Pretty cool. It was re-released as a double-sided A record. That means both sides were hot. The other side was We Can Work It Out. giving radio two songs to play. Day Dripper, Beatles. A lot smoother in rehearsal.
A lot of stereo separation in that song.
Yeah, exactly. Back when they didn't know what to do with the other channel, you know, they'd like put all the vocals on one channel, and yeah, that was really weird.
Yeah, there were some Beatles songs, you know, if you could control left and right, you would only hear the music and then the vocals in the other channel.
Yeah, you could hear them like a cappella. 45 years ago in 73, Maynard Jackson was elected to the office of mayor in Atlanta, Georgia, becoming the first black mayor of Atlanta, a major southern city, of course. 42 years ago in 76, Disco Duck Rick Dees, number one on the Billboard charts. 40 years ago in 78, the College of Cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church elect Cardinal Carol Wojtyla. I can't say his last name, but he became the new Pope, Pope John Paul II, first non-Italian Pope in over 400 years. He passed away 13 years ago, canonized as a saint in April of 2014. 31 years ago in 1987, rescuers in Midland, Texas pulled 18-month-old baby Jessica out of the well that she'd fallen into 58 hours earlier. When she turned 25, baby Jessica got her hands on $800,000, a trust fund from complete strangers from around the world who threw money at the
girl. It was GoFundMe before there was GoFundMe.
Exactly. She has no memory of the ordeal, of course. 26 years ago in 92, George Harrison, Eric Clapton, Neil Young, and five others salute Bob Dylan at Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Bob Dylan, on the state in 2001, two security guards were fired after refusing to allow Bob Dylan into his own concert.
What city was this?
You know, I don't have that here. Dylan had demanded that security on his Love and Theft tour should be tighter. And when he didn't have a pass, and when he arrived backstage, he wasn't allowed in. Now, that's tight security.
Usually, when you're Bob Dylan, your face is your pass.
That's right.
I got a pass face.
That's right. John Mayer is 41 today. Born in Connecticut, he credits Birmingham, Alabama as his breakout city. In fact, his live album, Any Given Thursday, was recorded at Oak Mountain Amphitheater.
That's another reason to dislike John Mayer.
Scott Register and Dave Rossi, two people I've looked up to in the business for a long time. They were the first to play Why Georgia off his album, Room for Squares.
You don't like him? You don't? You're not a John?
He's all right. I'm just kidding. I heard a good joke about Taylor Swift, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she dated him.
Well, yeah, but her whole song catalog is all about bad men she dated.
Yeah.
Then she endorses this guy running for Senate in Tennessee. That's, you know, if you're so good at, you know, so lousy at men, you've made a career out of it. Why should we believe you on him? I got a lot of blowback on that.
It's her fuel for writing songs, her relationships. Yeah. You know, she breaks up.
It's pain, man.
Wendy Wilson is 49. Who is she? She is the daughter of Beach Boys' Brian Wilson.
Wow.
And Flea is 56 today from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Real name, Michael Peter Balzari. Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead is 71 today. Fred Turner, Bachman Turner Overdrive, is 75. He and Randy got back together a few years ago.
Take care of business.
Yeah, is right. They call themselves now just Bachman Turner. They lost their Overdrive when they're that old.
We call them Bachman Turner Overweight. When we play with them at the Chicago Stadium when I was with Styx.
Styx!
Yeah, I used to work for him.
Dead or alive? Angela Lansbury.
Alive.
Well, we'd know if she was dead. She's there. How old is she?
Hashtag murder she wrote.
She's 98?
93 today.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She's amazing.
Countdowns. The birthday time clock has ticked down to just 72 hours. Well, actually under 72 hours. Less than 72 hours left while you're in your 30s.
Yeah, right.
Nice. Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
The big 4-0.
He was just a child when he scratched his name in the cement by the thinking stoop.
Really? Yeah. I started working at this building when I was 21 years old.
That's amazing.
Holy stuff.
How about that?
We should do a gallery of photos, Jay, through the years.
Well, that'll
if
be depressing.
If you can find him.
If you can find him, Rich is right.
What pictures is he in?
He's, I don't know, not many. 15 days till Halloween, 19 days until we fall back. We are 26 days till Veterans Day, Thanksgiving just 37 days away. Christmas bells will be ringing in 70 days, and a month later, wedding bells will toll from on high. Stand by, they're going to get married in just 101 days from now.
Yeah.
That's your timeline, man.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Oh, boy. John Lennon wrote it.
All right, that's enough Disco Duck. I just, since we had it in the system,
Rick,
and you mentioned it.
In the weekly top 40.
In the timeline, I would put it on the radio. At 6:36,
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
There's some locally dense fog, especially in South Alabama, out ahead of that front, which now bisects the state. Visibility a half mile Troy, 0.8 mile in Greenville, 0.2 mile in Ozark. Wow, it's pea soup down that way. Here, partial sunshine today. Spotty hit or miss showers and storms are possible. Most numerous this afternoon and this evening. Still very warm for October with a high temperature in the middle 80s today. Not as warm tonight. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, a little cooler. High temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Partial sunshine. Rain chances 20% or less tomorrow, especially early in the day. And we're headed for the mid to upper 50s on Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Thursday, look for a lot of sunshine around with a high temperature around 77. Friday, 76 as clouds increase. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday ahead of a major front. The front we are waiting for, which arrives sometime Saturday night, and Sunday will be nice. Right now this morning, we have a few clouds. Temperature is 70. Calm winds at 6:37.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Speaking of old songs that we've been finding, is that still here, and is it removable? Darn, it's not. I was going to try something, but... won't be able to do that right now at 6:37. Just before we join up with the Alabama News Network's Rising show, we will hit the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco, great food and a great time.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything is copacetic so far this morning. No problems on the interstate systems. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are looking really good. We're not seeing anything on the 31 so far. Taylor Road and Vaughn Road look really good. Registration for spring semester 2019 starts November 19th and runs through December 7th. Classes start on January 9th, Trenton State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, they just checked with us and we check back with them, so we will be going live on CBS 8 here in just a second. Coming up in the cheap and trashy, you know, the big... actually, before we get to it, we have a new song celebrating the announcement of the forthcoming Royal Bubba.
The Royal Baby.
Yeah.
How exciting.
The Royal is a baby.
And actually, there's a lot of odds and ends, some interesting stuff.
Odds and ends.
In today's, including some stuff I think Jay will be impressed that I stumbled across. And... hey, if you don't mind me taking a moment here, I'd like to do a little recommendation for Food Outlet. On TV, you will see the chocolate milk that I buy there. I buy 2 half gallons now, one for here, one for home.
Ah, man.
And my recommendation when we get to this topic, on TV is, you know, just a couple of swigs. I'm a jugger. I like to, you know, straight from the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It's $1.99 for the half gallon of fresh chocolate milk at Food Outlet. It's $2.99 at the big chains. I know, because I checked. I do my reconnaissance shopping.
I'm just waiting for the eggnog to restock.
Ew.
You know what? That's going to happen right
October
after...
October 31st at like 6 p.m. Actually,
the first 2 days of November, there'd be stocking shelves.
Yep.
Well, he wants the eggnog that I bring up from
Florida.
Oh,
I know.
That's stuff you bring from Florida, man.
I understand.
Good God.
Last year, I took a big plastic trash bag, filled it with ice, and I put 6 half-gallons of that stuff in there.
It's gross.
It's awesome.
That is... like drinking liquid ice cream. It's wonderful. But anyway, Food Outlet cost plus 10% throughout the store, and you have a chance to win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate following random facts with our pop quiz.
Your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Well, it's still early in the week, and some people are dreading to hear that alarm clock, especially if it's at 2 a.m.
Yeah, so here are 4 tips on how to get out of bed in the morning. The best tip is just to stand up on your 2 feet.
That's
but
it.
You can also get at least 6 hours of sleep, move your alarm clock as far away as possible, use the gradual method, that's where you wake up 15 minutes earlier than you did the previous day.
Oh,
I don't like the sound
no.
of that. Or use the inverted snooze method.
What is
the inverted snooze method is where you use the 5 or 10 minutes you have for snooze time to treat yourself in any way you want, as long as you stay out of your bed. I would sleep on the couch.
How are you treating yourself?
A little bit more than 6 hours of sleep on the regular. I would not make it very long.
I just
doing
feel
that.
Like when I wake up, the only thing that I would want, the treat that I would want, is sleep.
Yeah.
So, anyways, clearly there's a lot to talk about. So let's hear from the morning show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Pardon us for our minds running amok during that.
Treating yourself to
treating yourself.
As long as you stay out of bed.
Yeah.
The heck does that mean?
The gradual method.
I've been doing this get up early thing for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And this is not a product placement thing here, but these are. I drink my way into awake to two with these two things and coffee.
Right.
Chocolate milk.
Okay.
That is an instant burst of energy. And you have to drink a lot, just a couple of, you know, 4 ounces.
Yeah.
And then apple juice is very high in natural caffeine. And
really?
A little sugar. Yes.
Write this down.
Apple juice does have a lot of caffeine in it. So if you want to augment the kick from your coffee, that's my recommendation.
Jay's shaking his head saying there is no
There's
caffeine.
No caffeine.
We checked
apple
it out.
Juice.
Yes, there is.
We
there is?
Remember?
Hold, please.
There is caffeine in apple juice.
All right.
I don't.
Okay.
Okay. If there, yeah.
Okay.
I've really never checked. I'll be honest with you. I've never checked.
All right. I'm looking at the container here.
Yeah.
Actually, I lied. This is filled with bourbon, but.
That's not true.
I don't see caffeine listed
no.
on
that
the.
You could be. You, yeah. I don't. I really have never checked. I'll be honest
I
with you.
I just did.
Yeah.
Do you see caffeine listed
yeah.
in
there's,
the.
There's,
no,
we did check one morning. Remember
no
when
added sweeteners.
That doesn't double as caffeine.
There's caffeine in this.
Lord,
well, you know what? The last 2 days, I woke up and had an apple.
Oh really?
And you had some of that natural caffeine.
And I'm not. It's no substitute for coffee. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
And, look, and outside of coffee, you know, you can get a little bit of caffeine from stuff like green tea or black tea.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a tea person.
Not really a tea person.
Like, chocolate has caffeine
tea
in it.
For dinner.
Did I hear, Andrew, you don't?
Yeah,
are you not a coffee person, Andrew?
I'm a big dark chocolate connoisseur, so I can go for that.
Yes,
dark chocolate is good for you, too.
I am not a coffee person at all.
Uh-huh.
When I first moved to the morning shift, I tried drinking ice water.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely didn't work.
And just slapping yourself?
Yeah. And so now I drink a V8 energy drink. Black cherry, best flavor.
I got you.
And that kind of wakes me up every morning.
Oh, I feel so much more
awake. No, I just look forward. What helps me, I just think, well, if I just get through this and then I can go home and go to sleep.
Yeah, think about the nap.
That's it. That's all I've got
these next 5 minutes.
I'm very, very fresh to this.
Now, Ben last hour suggested a cold shower, but I can't do that.
No.
Not first thing in the morning.
Because you just want to get back in bed
really,
where it's warm.
Yeah.
We also have...
It depends heavily on the time of the year. We can't do it in the winter, only in the summer.
Yeah, well, that's, the weather that we're heading into, that's probably not the best advice then. So maybe a lukewarm shower.
When we had this cool air.
Last couple of days where we had these cooler days.
Right. That was, I'll tell you what, it was a little bit slower waking up with the cooler air.
Because you want to just stay under the covers.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice. Exactly. Very nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My alarm went off at 1:36 this morning. What, your
mine goes off at 4:30.
4:30, and your
mine's set for the first wake up at 2:22, and I have one every half hour just in case. And then there's the backup plan, which is my wife, who Rich will call if he doesn't hear from me before 3. So
what about you, Jay? What time?
Same as Emily's. 4:30. I mean, not together, but 4:30. Yes.
They would have a strange for fiance.
Yeah, it would.
That would have been breaking news.
Honey, wake Jay up again.
Thank you for clarifying that, Jay.
She's getting married in 101 days.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, well, congrats.
Thank you.
Jay, when is your big
day? Thank you guys so much. We will talk to you guys tomorrow morning. And to hear more from the morning show, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m.
Okay.
Well, that was all over the place.
Sure.
When isn't it? I mean, we start here. We start at point A, and then it just sort of...
It's
just like the show we do.
Ryan's back tomorrow, so...
Okay. Because I don't want this to seem rude by any means. Uh-huh. But the only constant out of that group we have is Andrew.
Yeah.
So as far as having that familiarity of joking and stuff, it's just Andrew.
Okay.
But like, is that Ben?
And Ben, yeah.
Julia. We don't have as much built-up camaraderie with them yet, so maybe...
Well, we know.
But I'm just, with Andrew being the only one, at least when Ryan comes back, we'll have Ryan and Andrew.
He's on the bourbon trail right now, as he would tell you.
God bless him.
Camaraderie. There's no substitute for it. 6:46 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The Cheap and Trash is coming up with a lot of odds and ends from the entertainment world, including what Justin Bieber's marriage has done to Selena. It's heartbreaking.
I read that.
It's my opinion of him is different now.
And it could affect his marriage too.
Dun, yeah. Dun, dun.
Yeah, well, he's another Canadian on my you-know-what list with Ryan Gosling. The afternoon list.
Yeah.
Wasn't Ryan the first guy on the moon?
The afternoon list.
That list, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a different Greg in the afternoon.
If you would like to feel better immediately this morning, especially if you woke up with a big pickle puss for no particular reason, fastest way out of that is to do something nice for somebody that you don't even know. And you can do that quickly by visiting hospiceofmontgomery.org and making a donation of any amount of money. You can do that directly on the website or do what I did, sign up for their Amazon Smile program. So anytime we purchase or use Amazon, there's a very small percentage of that helps. And if enough people do that, then Hospice of Montgomery will have the funds available so they can be there for folks who can't afford or don't have insurance coverage for hospice. It is the one time in a human being's life where you need the mentoring and the spiritual support that these incredible people, and I mean that with a capital I, that they provide. The longest serving in Alabama, third longest serving in the United States. HospiceofMontgomery.org. Please help them out if you can. 6:47.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. God wants us to help meet the urgent needs of others. Our people must learn to do good by meeting the urgent needs of others. Then they will not be unproductive. That's what the Apostle Paul said in Titus 3. So I'm confident he'd want us to meet the urgent needs of the victims of Hurricane Michael. Here are three simple things we can do. One, we can become aware. We can seek out the needs of people who are affected by the hurricane, as well as the needs of ministries and organizations positioned to help them. Two, we can show we care. We can donate food, money, blood, our time to help clean up and rebuild. Three, we can commit to prayer. We can pray for wisdom for state and local leaders. We can pray for strength and courage for those who lost everything. And we can pray for the right words to say as we seek to help them. God wants us to help meet the urgent needs of others. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy at 6:52. I'm your Cheap and Trashy correspondent. What is going on?
There's a conversation going on.
You know, this happens a lot in the studio. I'm babbling away. They're having a conversation. Nobody's paying attention to anything I'm doing. I'm,
What?
It's hard.
It only could have come from him, too. That's the thing.
Yeah, and he's sick today. Can you imagine?
Oh, bless him.
What are you going to be like if he's actually feeling well today?
No fever, though.
No.
No fever.
Jay and I had a disagreement in the break, and I wasn't finished yelling, and we came back.
Oh.
So.
Is your little simus, your Michigas all over
no,
now?
No, it'll carry on. We take our next break for Fox News.
Let me know, because I don't want to say anything until I feel like someone in the room is listening.
I look at me. I'm paying attention
having
to
having our own version of the chief.
Well, now I don't feel that interesting anymore.
Shut up, Jay.
See, here we go. Rich, according to my information here, yeah. Selena Gomez's recent emotional breakdown appears to be...
Yeah, because of Justin.
Yeah, Justin's and his marriage to Haley Baldwin.
Yeah.
I'd be breaking down if somebody married into the Baldwin family, too. By the way, his talk show is a bomb.
She's one of those Baldwins?
Yeah.
She's the lesser-known brothers kid.
Good God, how many are there?
There's like four.
No, there's way more than that.
Many Baldwins.
But in other Baldwin-related news, yes. His talk show is getting horrible.
Where is it on? I don't even know where it's on.
That's why nobody's watching it.
I mean, is it on a network? Or
it's
is on
ABC or CBS?
Swami said she watched it the other night.
I think it's on ABC.
It's on a real network? Okay.
Bring back One Life to Live.
Okay, moving right along here.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith bungee jumped from a helicopter.
I watched that for his 50th birthday.
On his 50th birthday a couple weeks ago.
Over the Grand Canyon.
And he asked his wife, you know, for his birthday gift to jump from an airplane, and she did.
Jada did it too?
She jumped from a plane. She didn't bungee jump from a helicopter.
Oh, okay. She was
over the Grand Canyon. I mean, let's face it, that's a little
should
bit.
We have gotten that for Jay?
I would love that. I would love that. I wanted to. It was somebody here who was doing a lot of, who was going out and doing plane jumps, tandem jumps from planes. And I really wanted to do it. And there was a weight requirement that I tried so very hard to get down to, and I could not make it.
That's what I'm thinking, because if I were to jump from a plane, you exit, you start falling, and then there's the tension moment when the bungee cord is stretched, and then the helicopter, everything starts sinking into the Grand Canyon.
We actually looked into it, but we couldn't afford the bungee cord part.
So you're just going to jump.
The president of Uganda, formerly run by Idi Amin, I asked Kim Kardashian, what is your job? That was the question he had. She said she had a TV show with her family, and they were waiting for her to get back.
What?
That's what she said her job was when the president... they're in Africa. They're visiting in Africa. Longtime Disney screenwriters are complaining. This is the thing, and I understand their angst, but you got to read the small print in the contract. Writers from Disney classics like Aladdin are saying Disney gives us zero compensation or do any screenwriters on any of their live-action remakes, not even a T-shirt or a pass to the park.
Really?
Yeah, I read through that complaint the other day, and he admits, he says that it was never in the contract that they signed that should remakes happen, we get compensated for this. There was never anything in there for that. And so...
That lousy.
You know, that's business.
Chris Evans says the last line he spoke as Captain America was something really stupid. So now I really am excited for this movie to come out so I can see what the last thing he says as Captain America is. The story's out today, but I know you found this last week. Golden Girls cereal is available.
I haven't found it in person.
It's on Funko.com.
Well, it's supposed to be at Target.
Well, all I have is Funko.com, and I don't go to Target, so...
Well, if anybody ever loved
otherwise,
me,
I'd be happy
cool
to look
they got
for
me
it.
Some Golden Girl cereal. I mean, I don't ask for a lot in life, but...
The Conners premieres tonight on ABC minus Roseanne. Bye. I'll give it 3 weeks.
You think so?
Yeah. There'll be a big tune-in this week, just out of curiosity.
Massive tune-in this week, yeah. And but then it'll just start dropping.
Even the execs at ABC said maybe we just rush that decision a little bit.
Did you see the trailer I sent you to the World War One movie?
Yes.
And it's a one-night only thing tonight.
It is.
It's tonight, yeah.
And I thought it was real limited. I remember reading it was real limited.
I mean, so it'll come out, right? I mean, it'll be available on...
I haven't heard. I'm sure it will. Yeah. I feel like it will, but I haven't heard anything.
Wow. It's amazing looking.
The music industry estimates it loses $2.5 billion a year from coffee shops and other small businesses that just... play music that they're not licensed to play. Def Leppard is the leading vote getter in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan balloting with Stevie Nicks. I thought Stevie Nicks would be a landslide winner, but
hey, that's the rumor.
Paul Allen died yesterday.
Jay, Lord.
Yeah. He tends to go his own way.
Oh, my God.
You know, in Hollywood, with all their judgmental behavior on, you know, is it right that Sandra Bullock announced to Harry Connick Jr., who's coming to town, that he got his part in Hope Floats? She wrote it on her stomach and pulled her shirt up so he could read it.
Uh-huh.
Is that Is that the kind of behavior that we...
At least wasn't on her butt.
Yeah. All right, it's 6:59. We have a fresh edition of Fox News in about 2 minutes. And then when we come back, Rich's forecast. And Jay will have the today's edition of Random Facts that pays off with the $10 food outlet pop quiz immediately following. So have your note-taking devices ready.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new